This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the men that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make them need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And let's go. Rule 76 comes hours from now. We got the show, baby. DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Today's a Friday. Baseball is underway. Oh, sadness, the finals. As Rick so eloquently put it yesterday, mano a mano. Me against you. Last two standing. Voting opens 6:15. The only thing I'll ask, the only thing I want to have happen, even if you win, is legitimacy. I don't want shenanigans. I want to get to 9:45 today and feel like the winner was actually the winner. Before we get to any of the Mets or the Yankees or the Randall or the Knicks or the Giants or the Aaron Rodgers, I say good morning to my co-host, yet opponent today, one Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick.
Two will enter. One will leave victorious, David. One of us, hopefully me, will send you onto your vacation, a loser.
And that's all you want today, isn't it?
No, I'm with you. I want fair and square. That's all I want. That's it. Fair and square. Everybody vote as many votes as possible. None of this bots or whatever the hell happened yesterday with 500 votes being dumped in 30 seconds. None of it.
The her.
Feels dirty as it is. Listen to the K-Show yesterday taking shots at us.
Who did? The K-Show?
K-Show's taking shots like it's our fault.
What shots were they taking at us?
We called them the Astros. I mean, feelings have been hurt. They're trying to delegitimize the whole competition. You know what? It's fine.
Yeah, listen.
It's fine.
They do what they do. We do what we do.
That's it.
We leave it at that. We check our egos at the door on the show. And
a Djibouti guy called the K-Show yesterday?
What do you mean the Djibouti guy called the K-Show
yesterday? The Djibouti guy called the K-Show.
Did he call from Djibouti?
No. He called talking about calling from Djibouti.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how did that go for him?
They liked the fact that he thought he got us. I think I did say, though, before we picked up the call that it might be at his house.
You said that, and then I said, RJ, do we take... What do you mean got us? You said... He could be at his house, and I said, RJ, do we even take this call? Is this good? And he goes, I think you should take it. I know where he's calling from. If anybody's fault, it was RJ's.
Well, maybe RJ's the plant.
Maybe he is. Maybe RJ picks up the call. He's like, hey, where you call from? Guy's like, Hillsdale, New Jersey. You know it'd be funny, though, Steve? Let's say you're calling from Djibouti. How'd that be for funny?
Yeah, or the guy calls in and goes, hey, I'm a secret agent for the K-Show. And RJ's like, perfect.
Exactly.
I'll put you right up.
Because you know why? Because we don't have any actual validated proof that RJ's not a secret agent from the K-Show still.
Right. I thought it was Anthony this whole time. Maybe it's RJ.
Maybe they're in cahoots, as some would say. Cahoots.
Did you think that RJ was capable of eating four slices of buffalo chicken pizza?
No, I did not.
No.
He must have felt sick as a dog last night.
The man didn't eat all day. All he ate was a banana and a beautiful clementine.
And you know what? Where'd he get that banana and that clementine?
From our favorite fruit provider at the station.
That's right. And yet he still has this affinity towards the Michael Kay Show. I wonder why.
He's a wild. Just absolutely wild. You've never seen a RJ, that's the best banana you've ever tasted in your life. Admit it.
Back-to-back days.
Yeah, those are back-to-back bananas.
Back-to-back bananas. I love the phrase, by the way. Love the phrase, plug-and-play bananas.
That's what those are. I don't know how he can't deny it.
No, because they're ready to go. There's not an ounce of green on them. There's not one iota of brown on them. They are gorgeous, ripe, succulent, beautiful bananas.
Beautiful bananas, plug-and-play bananas.
This is what they are.
That's a banana you draft and you put them right on the field.
It's the Bo Jackson of bananas without the hip, is what it is. Am I wrong?
Get Mel on the phone. Send Mel a picture of this banana.
Send Mel those bananas. He looks at those bananas and he goes, "Yeah, first rounder."
Yeah.
It's the Chiquita banana.
I want a full write up. I want that banana included in Mach 3.0.
Oh, that'd be funny. Banana spotless.
just above. Jalen Carter has slipped, but the Chiquita banana has
moved right past him. The Raiders have made an announcement. They will not take Jalen Carter, but if they could get a bunch of bananas that look like that, they would take it 7 overall.
the 50-cent 5 bananas.
And it's a deal, too. It's better than the rookie deal.
It is. Those bananas are on a rookie deal, too.
Yeah, they're on their rookie deal. All right. So, you know what? Before we even get to the actual Mets and Yankees yesterday, we learned of the news with Verlander, which was very upsetting, but I don't know about you. I know you do. How good, how great, how gorgeous is the pitch clock and the speed of baseball games now?
No, it was great. I mean, the speed was good. The amount of action was great. I mean, unless you're Jeff McNeil, who would tell Pete to, like, hey, could you at least jog a little bit back to first base so I'm not stuck here 0-2?
He walked like he was 87 years old, right, walking down Collins Boulevard in Miami the way he got himself back to first base yesterday.
Right, and McNeil still gets the RBI single.
I know.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, for everybody, too, I was listening to some people yesterday talking about, you know, when you go to a game, you don't want to feel rushed. They're not taking away the actual baseball or the action. They're adding action and taking away dead time. Just get there a little bit earlier. That's it.
And how, I mean, feel rushed. It's not like a game is an hour and 12 minutes. Do you
really?
Well,
no, I kind of understand it a little bit.
Oh, come on. Feel rushed.
Listen, hear me out. Hear me out.
Go ahead.
Hear me out.
Go ahead.
This is, you know, I don't get to go to a lot of games. I picked the perfect day. I brought my family. We're making a day out of it. There's the person that would say, I want to get the full experience. I don't want it to stop.
What do you not get? What experience are you not getting?
Maybe it's not even the experience. It's just not hanging out. Like, someone wants to go somewhere. It's like some of the guys I golf with, right? I'll golf with a buddy. We'll play 18 holes. Perfect for me. That's it. I'm good. I played the 18 holes. That's what
and
I signed up for.
Play another 9?
Or go in, have drinks, have lunch, come out, let's play another 9. Like, that's the whole experience for that person. I'm good with just the 18. I go, I'm happy to be there for the 2.5. I'll get there a little bit early. Maybe it's 3.5. Have my couple beers, couple hot dogs, watch a good game with some action, and I'm out. Good.
But if you know that the game's going to go 2 hours and 26 minutes, and you're one of those lingers, you want to go and you want to spend time, doesn't it say to you, all right, now you go early, and now you get the experience on the front end of the game. Maybe you go and you watch batting practice. Maybe you go and you get a nice lunch before the game because you know that the game's not going to take forever anymore. I think, what percentage of people that go to games do you think are seeing this and sped up games saying to themselves, ugh, I wish it was a 3-hour and 27-minute game?
I can't tell you an exact percentage, but I do because I've heard it. I've heard people say that. That they like the, when they make the decision to go to the ballpark,
they want a full day out of it.
Yeah, they want it to last.
All right. I mean, I don't get it. I think it's wonderful. And I'll tell you what, in watching these games, I mean, I'm not going to have to watch a 4-hour, 9-minute Yankees-Red Sox game anymore. Glorious.
It's awesome.
Glory. Yankees done before 4. There's no overlap. Like, a baseball game, for the most part now, is going to be done in under 3 hours. That's what it should be.
That's exactly what it should be. I think the average game was cut down by, what, 21 minutes in this first day? In this opening day? They're getting the desired results. Guys will figure it out. I mean, some guys it'll take longer than others. Some guys will feel sped up because there are the guys that, I mean, Cano was one of the guys that likes to take his time in between pitches, but he said to himself, I'll make this a positive. Less thinking, just get up there and go. Which, actually, having been through the whole mental challenge of being an athlete and trying to get yourself ready to play is probably good sometimes. Less you think, better you play sometimes.
That's right. Get in there and take care of business, and then you don't get time to step out and think about it and go through all the machinations and everything. Listen, is there a chance that there's a small percentage of people that don't like this? I guess so, but I would be surprised. I mean, I welcome the calls now. 1-800-919-3776. You're at Yankee Stadium yesterday. Were you sitting there thinking to yourself, boy, this thing's going by just too fast. And even if you did on opening day, will you be thinking that game 20 or 40 or 60 or 80? I find that hard to believe. 1-800-919-3776. I loved it. I thought it was sensational, and I'm all on board with Major League Baseball right now.
I just love the fact that I was able to get home from the studio, do what I had to do, and be ready and locked in for a 1 o'clock baseball game that was, I mean, let's face it, outside of the Verlander news, for New York baseball fans,
was the
Yankees game, I'm not sure the Yankees game could have gone better for them.
No,
Judge Homer's in his first at-bat.
Home run, right?
I mean, the second pitch he saw, he hits a home run. Volpe has a really good first at-bat, steals a base. Didn't look overwhelmed. Talked about it afterwards. You hear about him, you know, talking about his plan and everything else. Kisses the logo. Everyone loved that. Gleyber had a good game. Gerrit Cole was nasty. 11 Ks, Yankees opening day record. I think the only negative you'd say is that the Yankees struck out 16 times.
Yeah, but you know what? They won the game and they won it convincingly.
No, I mean, again, if you want
to
nitpick, I'm just saying if you want to nitpick, as good as Gerrit Cole was striking out 11, Logan Webb struck out 12.
Right. I guess, but you won the game, and you didn't allow a run. So I don't know how you could be a Yankees fan today and not be very, very excited.
For Pete's sake.
Of course, no. I'm just saying, like that, I mean, all good stuff, and then the Mets on that side of it. I mean, the concern we had going into, we still have, because it's only the first game, is what would the back end of our bullpen look like? The back end yesterday was awesome.
Now,
great.
This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. You know who? I mean, I thought Nimmo was excellent yesterday. The Mets played a really good game. Scherzer had the one hiccup, and that was pretty much it. You know,
sixth inning was tough. He looked like he wore down a little bit.
It sure did. Well, it's his first start, right?
Yep.
It's his first start. You know what, guy? Should I tell you like a specific position or just kind of leave it open-ended to tell you what guy I was so impressed with? I think I'm going to love this guy this year with the Mets.
You're going to love this guy, Narvaez?
Let's see. Let's give you three guesses. Let's see how well you know me. I think I'm going to. I love him a little bit already. Let's see how well you know me.
Is this an everyday player?
See, I mean, do you want me to tell you that?
No, because I don't feel like it's an everyday player that we're talking about here.
Okay.
Oh. You liked him a little bit, but now you know you love him.
Well, I didn't know how I felt about him, but I know I'm going to love this guy.
Brooks Raley.
That's right.
Yeah.
One guess, right in. Boom.
Right in.
That's right. I'm going to love him.
Easy peasy.
He's a nasty lefty. He's got great stuff, and I really thought they made a mistake two years ago, right before last season, in not keeping Aaron Loop, but I think that you're going to like Brooks Raley more than even Loop in the best moments that he had with the Mets.
I'll tell you what, man. Like those three, I mean, Drew Smith, leadoff double, works his way around that. And then Raley, easy eighth inning. And then Robertson, same thing, 2 Ks in the ninth. Did you see the stat that flashed when in the ninth when Robertson was on the mound? The
what
Mets last
that?
Season were 89-0 when leading after eight innings.
Yeah, that... I was so nervous. I thought Robertson would get it done, but I was just like, if there's any day he's going to get it done, just do it. Do well today, because could you imagine up 5-3, ninth inning, and he fell behind, I think, on the first batter, got three balls on him. I was like, no, don't start this whole thing. Or the ball was crushed to left field and was just missed a home run, right? I was like, not of all days, not today. At least give us a semblance that we have a functional closer. I thought he was good. I thought he was real good yesterday.
No, he was real good. It's funny you say that because I told you I had baseball. We had Little League practice yesterday.
Right.
So we get through practice. So I was taping the game, and I was getting updates. So we're sitting there. I had to take the kids to get something to eat. So I'm sitting there.
See,
with
why
one.
Don't you tell people you don't want updates so when you go home you can watch it like au natural? Like you can
well, because
watch it without knowing the game.
You haven't. I don't think you've met my buddy Brian yet, but he is as diehard about the Giants as you are.
Be
Mets.
Be careful here.
Oh, he loves the Mets. Loves the Mets. Like your Giants.
RJ, firstly, do you think that was not nice of him to say? Secondly, he says he has a friend who loves the Mets as much as I love the Giants. Do you believe that to be true?
Oh, you did meet Brian. You met Brian at the Knicks game.
Met Brian at the Knicks. Oh, I like Brian.
Yeah, right. So he is. So I don't. Okay, maybe he's not at that diabolical of a level. But
okay.
I'm just saying. For
did
him,
he ever leave his family?
No, he's never. No,
all right.
But his for him. the Mets are his team.
Fair enough.
Loves the Jets, but the Mets are it. He's a baseball player, loves the Mets. So he was giving me, he couldn't help himself, and he said, up 5-3, Robertson coming in the ninth. And I said to him, exactly what you just said. I said, please.
Yeah.
I do not want to take phone calls all day tomorrow. Just get this done. Just figure, find a way,
today.
Close this out.
Now, here's my question for you. Brian was at practice.
He's one of the coaches with me, yeah.
Right, I mean, what more do you need? Exhibit A, Your Honor. Would I have gone to practice during a Giants game?
What?
Would I have gone to practice during a Giants game?
No.
And so Brian missed the Mets game to go to practice.
Well, Brian also taped the Mets game, and his kids are on the team.
I have two kids. You think I'd go to practice during a Giants game? Do I go to their games during Giants games?
Well, Brian's a better father than you.
Well, he might be a better father, but he's not the same level of fan that I am. And that's what I want. He can have the father award all day.
Yeah, but that's not what I was saying, you animal.
Well, that's what it felt like to me.
No, this feels like an RJ's wedding situation where you wanted to tackle his father.
Well, because the father-in-law took huge shots at me. I mean, the fact that he was adding a great son-in-law to his family, this man has to make it all about RJ's sports knowledge and take shots at me?
It was supposed to be all about RJ, period.
Exactly.
And he, that dancing
he
little
couldn't
sprite.
Leave this vendetta he had against me alone.
But that was part of it. There was no vendetta. It was part of his praise for RJ, his new son-in-law.
Yeah.
He was so happy.
And
you almost ruined the moment.
Well, no, I didn't almost ruin it. He wanted to battle with me. You want to dance? Let's dance.
No. You want to tussle? You wanted to stay. You wanted to grab the microphone.
You want
to
tussle?
And you wanted to have a battle on the dance floor.
I couldn't believe you would do that.
Knowledge.
RJ, the biggest sports fan this man has ever met.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I have another good roast this week, and I'm sure you do as well.
Yeah, but don't build it up, though.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's good, solid. I think the problem with last week's roast, it turns people off, including RJ, was that you hyped it too much.
No. Last week's roast was an elite roast.
Last week's roast was polarizing.
Doesn't that make a good roast?
Yeah, but I don't think you can just sit here and pretend like it was just like this all, everybody that heard the roast was like, this is an
amazing
roast.
Oh, I would say it was
roast.
At least 80-20 in my favor. At least 80-20.
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
No, I always hit the streets. I was hitting the streets that Saturday. People weren't, there was some talk.
It's craziness.
Expect free refills.
Of course I expect free refills. Of course, and I stand by it.
Well, if it doesn't say free refills, why would you expect free refills?
Because it's soda. RJ, you were turned off by my roast last week?
I thought it was architecture-esque, is what it was.
What does that mean?
Like, you go after me for the bean roast. I thought that was your bean roast. I'm sticking by that.
Oh, stop it. Your bean roast was ridiculous. You know what, Rick? Here's why. Nobody cared about his bean roast. Nobody cared except it wasn't great. Mine, at least it moved people. Made them spend time thinking, oh, is he right? Is he not right? RJ's was like, who cares about a bean in another city?
Everybody would like free refills, but we live in a world where we all accept it. That's just not the case anymore.
No, well, it's ridiculous. Listen, I'll do it again. It's not just for me. I don't battle this for me. I battle for the people.
Oh, who are you kidding? This is for you.
No, it's not just for me. It's for every little guy out there who has to pay for that second drink and now has to go through the thought process of, do I really want a second soda? It's for him. It's for RJ.
You fight for the oppressed.
I fight for the oppressed. I fight for those that don't have a voice for themselves. That's who I fight for.
I want their free refill.
That's
not
right.
A cup of ice.
Or maybe they're too scared to be aggressive and say, I should have a free refill.
If you really want to show me something, call out the place you're talking about specifically. I want to hear the name of the server. Call everyone out. Then you show me something.
Okay, well, firstly, I don't want to call out the name of the place because I like the place.
Yeah, you can't be that mad.
I want to go back.
You have You have a personal agenda. You just personally want free refills from your favorite place. That's what you want.
No, no. I want everyone to be able to have the option of the free refill if they choose.
Architecture-esque.
No. Yours was awful. Mine was not. It moved the needle. And I have another one today, which I think is very, very valid.
Great.
What are you going to roast today, the Mona Lisa? What are you going to go after today? You going to go after artists today? Chagall? Rodin? Da Vinci? Michelangelo? Who are you going after today?
They were all great. I've seen their work. Stuff.
Look at you showing off your knowledge again.
Well, you know what?
You went after drinks? Let's go after pastries? Cakes?
The Napoleon. Why would you name a dessert after a mass murderer?
No.
How's that for a question?
How do we end up here with you?
Always with him. Always.
Host turns to murder.
Yeah, why can't we criticize the breadbasket? Something like that. Why do we have to go right to Napoleon's?
Seems strange.
Well, all right.
It just seems strange. That's fine. It's fine.
We look
big,
forward to it.
Callers.
We look forward to it. I'm excited about it.
You have a good roast today?
No, for your roast, I'm excited.
No, I know. Do you have a good roast today?
I have a nice roast.
Good. I'm glad. Hope it's not boring like his bean roast.
Oh.
I mean, let's be honest. I didn't want to have to call it out like this, but his bean roast was terrible.
Yeah, but this is the problem now, because now you're making it worse.
How am I making it worse?
So this is why Raymond doesn't share with us, because you browbeat people. Now maybe RJ won't share with us.
No, RJ's a stronger version of Raymond.
Oh.
There's another.
Mark him down, please.
I'm not keeping track today because you know what? I'm on vacation next week. I gotta get everything out today.
You're on vacation now. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's
who was on vacation yesterday?
Elite today. Elite.
You're barely even here.
You went to break 2 minutes before just because you felt like it.
What? That wasn't today.
No, I know. Yeah, you've been on. Rick said you've been on vacation since yesterday.
Today you were 2 minutes late.
Well, I'm making up for yesterday. Let's go to Howard in Rockaway. Good morning, Howard. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning. I was called in because I'm one of those people that actually think that the game should be longer. I'm paying that much money for a ticket. I want the full experience. I want anything less than 3 hours. I feel like I'm being cheated.
All right, well, Howard, why don't you, and I'm being serious, why don't you go for 3 hours? If the game is going to be 2.5 hours, why don't you get there, 1 o'clock game, you walk in your seat, 12:30, or go to one of the restaurants in the park and sit there and have lunch before the game?
I typically do that. I want to see a 3-hour game. I want to watch baseball. I mean, I want the experience of being there, but I also want to watch baseball. I'm one of those, you know, I love the game. So anything less than 3 hours, I just don't feel like it's, you know, I'm getting what I paid for. You know, but I don't think shortening the game is going to bring fans back. But that's me. My feeling, I mean, I was at Cincinnati Reds game last summer, and there were 9,000 people in the ballpark. You know, you got those small market teams. They're not drawing fans regardless.
They're not drawing fans because they stink. If the Cincinnati Reds were a good baseball team, they'd be drawing fans.
So here's my question that I wanted to pose to you. What do you think about the idea, and this is something I've been talking with my buddies and stuff, what do you think about the idea of changing the postseason into like a March Madness bracket system? This way every team has a vested interest in the postseason.
No.
Even the small market teams are going to be brought in. And you don't have to do it a one-and-done thing. You could do it like round one is a best-of-one series, round two is a best-of-three series, you know, work your way up. But at least it keeps every team.
So why are you playing a regular season then?
The regular season is
for seeding.
So the regular season is solely for seeding and every team gets in? No.
I think it would make for a better revenue for, you know, you got teams like the Cincinnati Reds who they're not making money.
Time out with that. The most profitable teams last season were some of the worst teams. The fifth most profitable team in Major League Baseball last season was the Oakland A's. These teams need to spend money. These bad teams need to spend money.
Because there is sharing of the money. And they get the money, and then instead of putting it back to the organization, Howard, they put it in their pockets, and they don't care if they're winning games or losing games.
Well,
if you want to create more parity and have those bottom-feeding teams better, then the best thing to do would be
make them spend the money.
We'll have a floor. Have a salary floor, but they won't do it because the players don't want to agree to a salary cap.
That's right. By the way, how great was this? We gave our kind of retort to him, and do you hear what he responded?
Quality.
I'm not interrupting anybody today.
Why?
Nobody, because you yelled. You chastised me yesterday for it.
Well, because you're like the captain of it.
Well, the captain of it. Because you wanted Sexy Ted to do, Cashman is going to do it Ted's
way. Well, the guy tried to get his point out four times. And every single time it was, so I think, blah, 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 I think, blah, 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 I think, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, can you, for God's sakes, can you please let the guy say a word?
He already gave the point, which was that he wants to trade for Corey Dickerson. That was the point.
Okay, well, he it might happen. Good for him. Very exciting.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You're on your way to a title.
Don't say that.
Oh, well, it's true.
No, come on, stop.
I mean, clearly the people have spoken, and you are the reason they listen to this show. They love you. 680 votes, 57.6 for you. 42.4 for me.
Yeah, but understand, though. I mean, yesterday's matchups had over 5,000 votes each.
Yeah, but I don't know that they were legitimate votes.
It doesn't matter. So we minus 1,000 from each, so over 4,000 votes.
Over 5 to 2,000 less, that'd be over 3.
No, it was 1,000 from each got taken away.
Right, and it had like 5,300 votes.
There were thousands of votes. Let's not get caught up.
There were thousands of votes. All I'm saying is a hearty congratulations to you. Is that you're...
Hold on, time out, because my math is right. If each matchup had 5,000 votes, and we minus 1,000 from each, that's 4,000 votes each.
No, we minus 2,000 from each.
RJ, didn't we take 1,000 from each?
Yes.
Yeah, no. Thank you.
No, oh, you didn't take 500 from each.
What?
You took
2,000. RJ,
you took 1,000 from each side, remember?
Yeah, 1,000 from each side, not right. 500 from each. 2,000 total.
Right. Which goes from over 5,000 to over 3,000.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, oh, my God? You're saying over 4,000.
A mistake is not carrying the 9 when you do a
RJ, I think I'm right here.
Multiplication.
RJ, I think I'm right here.
Oh, no.
Okay. Let's just say your matchup with Michael had 5,500 votes.
Oh, God.
And we minus 1,000 from the 55.
Oh, my God. RJ.
Am I wrong?
We subtracted 2,000 total, 1,000 from each. So that would leave us with 3,500.
Oh, from 1,000 each person?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wow. All right, we cleared that up. I get it now.
Okay. Anyhow, over 700 votes have already poured in. You have a 57.3 to 42.7 lead. That's all I'm saying. I'm not getting into the minutiae of votes and how many and this and that or cheating. And I don't think there will be cheating. I am under the mindset that our fans are legitimate, loyal fans and listeners, and this will be on the up and up. And you have a commanding lead, and I'm not at the point where I'm going to call you and concede, but it doesn't look great for me early on today.
Stop it. Because I see what you're doing now.
What?
You're pandering for votes.
I'm not pandering for anything.
Just let the people vote for who they want to vote.
I mean, I think if you're looking to vote for the host you like better, you would vote for me, but... Obviously, that's not the case. The people have spoken early and often, and they have said they like you better than me.
It's an early couple-goal lead. We still got two periods left.
You know what? Devils jumped out to a 2-0 lead, and they never relinquished it, and they won 2-1.
Yeah, and they held on. And now
exactly.
They're only a point back behind Carolina. Hey, can you stop talking for 1 second, please?
Oh, you want me to stop talking?
Yeah, because you mentioned the people that are voting.
Go ahead.
I would like to send a special happy birthday to my main man, Anthony. All right? That's all I wanted to do.
You see what he's doing?
What?
Bravo. Bravo. Genius. You really are a genius. And look at the smile
people.
On his face. You're a politician. You're the Ronald Reagan of the show.
It is Anthony's a vote, my is guy. It not?
Anthony is my guy. It's his birthday.
I love it. Okay. Anthony in the mail truck. That's who he is. He's not just Anthony. Man drives around in a mail truck. Man loves Stump Rothenberg. Adores that segment.
I want to know how my the guy who delivers my mail, how he fits so much into my mailbox.
He's a professional.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, though. If you saw
this
mailbox.
You should see a pack of trunk.
I would like to see it, actually. The man, he's a genius.
That's right. He's a spatial genius is what he is. He realizes if I take this piece of mail and put it in this nook and cranny and then that and then this, he can fit lots of stuff in that mailbox. And knowing you, I'm sure you have a big, oversized, beautiful mailbox.
It's a nice mailbox, but it's a pain in the... when he jams it full, he puts boxes in there, it's amazing.
And there's probably a big, fancy D on the mailbox, isn't there? There is.
There's no big D on the mailbox.
You got a big, beautiful D right there on the mailbox, don't you?
No. Do not have a big, fancy D on the mailbox. No,
all right. Let's hear from some of the Mets' particulars. How about Buck Showalter commenting on the great Max Scherzer and his outing yesterday?
He loves the moment, and he loves the need that he serves for his team. He takes it very seriously to be there for us, and today was a good example of that. He loves the competitive part of it. You know, he doesn't think about who's pitching for the other team or whatever. It's everybody in front of him is an opponent, regardless.
I thought Scherzer was good outside of just that brief little, you know, kind of fell apart a little bit there in the sixth inning.
Yeah, first five was great. Slider was nasty, and then in the sixth, he wore down a little bit. They started hitting him hard. And then luckily for us, Nimmo came up in a big spot, and that was it.
Yep, and into the gap he goes, 5-3 lead, and that was that. Here is Scherzer, who was good for five, struggled a little in the sixth on the pitch clock.
I love the pace. I don't like the clock. I'll double down on that. You know, I think the umpire should have discretion to turn the clock off. So I'll turn this over to Tony. We had this conversation the other day. Do you think Pete, you know, should in that situation, should we start doing ball strike in that situation?
I'll go off the record with you.
No, go on the record. Let's see. I mean, like, you got to be able to defend this. I guess you can't. Okay.
Wow. That was aggressive.
Well, he stands by it. Dude, I'm telling you, I've been in all these meetings, man. I was part of the negotiating committee, and then the rules change stuff. Like, guys dig in. Like, for him, yeah, he doesn't need a clock. He likes to work fast. But that's the problem is it's not just about him. If everyone worked at his pace, we wouldn't have a pitch clock because the game would move.
But not everyone does it. How many at-bats do you watch, and they're endless? They take forever.
Endless, dude. I play baseball still, man. And there's times that guys get up and you're like, oh, my God, please.
Oh, they foul it off. They step out. They fix their gloves. They fix their cup. And they go back in. And then it's a ball. And then at-bat takes, you know, 2, 3, 4 minutes. You can't have it.
No. So, I mean, he may not like it, which is fine. But, I mean, it's the other guys. Like, you're trying to change everybody's habits. Because there's been no clock and there's been no one saying anything, guys get into bad habits. They want to make sure they think through their at-bat. Or the pitcher wants to think about what next pitch he wants to throw, and he wants to, you know, get his wind back and whatever else the hell else goes on in an athlete's head, because there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, between that and then the analytics nerds, like, the game needed to be fixed.
Yes, it sure did. And you limit the throws to first, you get more stolen bases now, and like you mentioned, you get more athletic plays in the field because there's not five guys on, you know, where the ball is going to be hit. It's good. It's good. I thought yesterday was a big win for Major League Baseball. Let's get to some of the calls. 1-800-919-3776. So Mets certainly on the table. Yankees on the table. Got to get to the Verlander news and, of course, the speed of the game. Zach on the road. Good morning, Zach. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good.
Good. So I was at opening day at Yankee Stadium yesterday, and after watching the spring training games and liking the pace of play and liking how much quicker the games were, I do have to say, in the stadium, I kind of feel some of what's being said about, I wish it was a little longer. Not that I wish the game was longer, but I lost 2.5 innings trying to get a sausage and peppers. So I learned, listen, me and my buddy, we learned, we're like, hey, we're going to eat before the game now, or we're going to get our food beforehand. But yeah, I mean, I enjoy the pace of play. I adjusted, and I'm going to, you know, do so going forward.
You know, it's funny
I heard that same complaint. I heard that exact same complaint.
What? That from it, people when you're that in the went stadium to games. And just you miss so much time because you go to get your food, and then by the time you're back, you missed an inning or an inning and a half?
Yeah, because the innings are happening so fast that by the time you get through that line and get your food and get back and situated, you miss too much.
Well, you know what? It's a learning curve for the fans also, and there's an easy remedy. Get there earlier and get your lunch, a nice sit-down lunch before the game.
Yeah, but it's going to, like you just said, it's going to take a minute.
It's fine.
You're not used to that.
I understand. Listen, I mean, when the game took forever, and you would get up and you would go to the bathroom and then you'd get something to eat, you would miss an inning of the game, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, now that the game is sped up, you're going to miss more time. But I think there's a remedy to that. You know that the game is going to be sped up. If you have the time on the front end of the game, get there earlier, get your sausage and peppers, sit there and watch. If it's a nice day, why would you not want to get there earlier if you could?
I enjoy, just me personally, I'm not speaking for everybody else, that was always, as a kid, my favorite part, was getting there early, getting there for batting practice, getting to get autographs and stuff like that.
That's fun.
That's the best part. Our first ever, me and my brother, our first ever ball was thrown to us by Alex Rodriguez.
Really?
How about that?
Where was that? What stadium? Fenway?
It was at Fenway. Yep.
So A-Rod just tossed you guys a ball.
Tossed us a baseball, yep.
You could be like Anthony Volpe when they showed little Anthony Volpe holding up the Derek Jeter ball. Could have been little Rick DiPietro holding up the A-Rod
ball. Could have been me. And then Cassie's dad.
If you went all in on baseball, how good do you think you could have been?
Oh man, I don't know. I'm not sure.
You think you could have played major college baseball?
Probably. See, I can't. It's tough to give you a real true answer to that because I really hadn't hit puberty yet. Because I had to decide. Like I left, so when I left high school to go play for the U.S. team, I had to quit baseball.
Right.
So I was still kind of like a leadoff, played center field, didn't have much pop, would get on base, would steal bases. But
so we never really got to see your full range of what you were capable of doing because it got ripped away early on.
Got ripped right away.
I'm sorry for that.
I'm an excellent defender.
Excellent defender. You played what? Did you play center field?
I played center, yep. Center and first base.
You could track him down at center, couldn't you?
I was good, yeah.
I'm sure you were. Let's go to Teddy in Babylon. Good morning, Ted. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm actually in favor of this new pitch off because now I'm thinking maybe on a work night, Sunday night game, 8 o'clock, I might go. Game's going to be 2.5 hours, maybe 3. I'll be more inclined to go rather than getting home around 12:30, 1 o'clock when the game's over.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be seeing a lot of 3-hour games anymore, Ted. I think the day of the 3-hour game, for the most part, you'll get the outlier that goes over 3, but for the most part, I think you're looking at 2.5 hours for baseball games now.
Well, now, plus, and with the pitch clock, you see the pitchers using it to their advantage. There are batters that, like you guys said, they step out of the box for 2 minutes, and that disrupts the pitcher, too. You know, now guys that might stay in the box faster when a pitcher needs more time, you know, it goes both ways. It's the first day, man.
Yeah, but it's gamesmanship. You're not wrong. I mean, there have been plenty of times. Like, if a pitcher is rolling, then you step out, you try to mess up with his timing up, or a pitcher, I mean, you see him all the time trying to, you know, fast pitch guys and everything else. It's all part of the gamesmanship that's involved in sports. Here's the thing, though, and we know this, though. This is in every sport. Baseball is, and maybe this changes it, but I mean, when you look at the average age of baseball fans, it's too old. They want to get younger. They want to bring more people to the game. The person that wants to sit around a stadium for 5 hours, they already have you. This isn't for you.
No.
They got you.
No.
They're trying to get everyone else.
And again, like we talked about with the NFL, they might flex these games, and all of a sudden you go from thinking you're Sunday at 1 to Thursday at 8:30, and now it affects 70 or 80,000 people. The amount of people this affects that go to the games is minuscule in comparison to the amount of people this affects that aren't at the games.
Right. But, I mean, even then, I mean, you can complain about it, but does that mean are you going to stop buying your season tickets?
No, of course not. And here's the thing. If you, because obviously we're up very early. So if I'm up at 4:30 and you say, Dave, do you want to go to the Rangers game? And it's a 7 o'clock game. Now I start doing the time in my head, right? So game's going to go till 7 o'clock game, 9:30, out of there in the car by 9:45, home by 10:30. You know, I can find a way to make that work. With baseball, if you said you want to go to 7 o'clock, because I'm not leaving early. I'm just not doing it. So baseball game, you said to me you want to go to 7 o'clock game. Now I start thinking about, well, it's going to take 3+ hours. I can't do it. If you tell me most nights the game is over in 2.5 hours or less, I can start going to 7 o'clock baseball games.
Right. Like, if Milo wants to go to a weekday game, like, I feel like I could take him now.
You could take him, because 7 o'clock game over by 9:30, to the car by 9:45, home by 10:30. That's reasonable for a little kid. Now you're going to bring him home 11:30, get up for school. That becomes difficult.
Yeah, now you're dragging him out of bed. It's
exactly. Let's go to Neil in Brooklyn. Hi, Neil. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. I'm actually all in for the shortened time with the baseball games. I mean, it's kind of in comparison of a chess match. You ever watch a chess match and you make the move, you hit the timer, you wait for the next guy to make the move, hit the timer. It's kind of like that. Plus, I think most of the guys who are just really complaining about it really want to be away from their wives for a little bit longer than they usually do. So, I think the shortened time is great. I heard the other caller talking about he missed an inning or two waiting for concessions. Like, maybe stadiums could do something where they could do like a Uber Eats where you have an app on your phone.
I think they have that.
Well, some do, but I think a lot of people don't take note. Like, oh, let's do this. So, like, push it more, a lot more forward to the fans, so that at least some of the people can see that. So they could be like, "This, all right, maybe I'll do this. I just got to go to back of the road that I have to go to, pick it up when it's ready, and ping it."
Yeah, you would figure. And thanks for the call. I mean, you know, right near our studio, I know you know this because I heard you talking about it yesterday, and I pass it every day. There's a Starbucks that you don't go into the physical location and order. It's a pickup only place.
Yeah, which is better because, I mean, I could sit here and roast the whole Starbucks experience if you don't pre-order now because it's a disaster.
Well, why would you not pre-order?
Well, say you don't have the app and you want to run in and get a coffee or whatever kind of drink you want. Like, it goes into the computer the same as all the pre-ordered drinks. So, like, if you go rolling in there and you order, like, what I usually order, which is an iced chai, whatever I order, it goes in the computer with all the other orders that have already been ordered. I could be the only person in there, and my drink isn't immediately made. I'm sitting there waiting.
Wait, so if I order on the app and you go in there and you're in person, mine gets made before yours?
It's still being made, yeah. But tickets are popping out. The baristas are making what's popping out of the machine.
Ugh. But think about that. Maybe have a just, you know, you order on the app and you go, you run and you pick it up at the game.
That's not a terrible idea at all.
It's a brilliant idea. It just pains you that I thought of it and you didn't.
No, I think the caller thought of it. But I think, I mean, I would imagine I haven't been to any games, obviously, yet because the season just started. That's got to be something that they've talked about, no?
If they haven't talked about it, well, here you go. It's our gift to you, Major League Baseball. Let's go to Jen in the car. Hi, Jen. You're on 98.7.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to talk about what you were saying before about going to batting practice, and I hope it encourages people. My dad used to take me to Yankee games every year, all the time, and we would always go to BP. And some of my, those were like my best memories. I remember, like Rick said, Paul Molitor threw me a ball, and like, you know, that doesn't happen anymore. You know, I just hope that parents can take advantage of this and spend some time at BP with the kids. It's so much fun that way.
It's great. It's great, and it's not stressful. Thanks for the call, Jen. Have a great weekend. It's just it's fun. It's a great bonding experience too.
Yeah. Plus, your kid gets an experience that he wouldn't get just sitting there watching the game.
Right. And then if you set it up properly, you can sit out in the right spot and get some foul ball or some home runs.
Right. Home Unless runs. They, I mean, someone will throw you a ball, maybe get an autograph or two.
Unless that animal is there who steals them all, but otherwise you can get some home runs.
Yeah, how about the guy at dead spring training that is all dressed up and plays the actual outfield?
It's weird. Let's go to Mike in Williamsport who has a big complaint. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. It's not really a complaint. I just think that you should shut the voting down for to see who's better between you two. Because
Why?
Let's be honest. Well, because Dave, we all know you're a little crazy and you want to win. And I don't want to cause any animosity because you guys, this is one of the best, if not the best radio show in all of God's green earth. You know, you guys are phenomenal. You're both great. You bring awesome things to the table. And you should just call it right now. You guys are awesome. You're both great. No more votes.
No.
So you don't want this to tear us apart.
It's not going to tear us apart. We're stronger than that. We're stronger than that.
I mean, I hope so. I mean, Dave, you're saying that now. But if Rick wins, I don't, you know, later, I don't want you, like, I feel horrible if you start going crazy.
Well, I can make no promises. All I know is that I'm closing the gap. 930 votes are in. You're down to 54.8 to 45.2.
Shut it down. You both are awesome.
No, vote for me. Vote. I'm going to give you a 4-day work week. Vote
that
for me.
Wonderful.
And you know what? You're going to get your Social Security at 60 if you vote for me. 60.
Empty promises. Empty promises.
These are promises.
Shut it down.
No, don't shut it. Don't shut it down.
The man's wife has a torn ACL. He made her cook him dinner last night.
I did not make her. I was out schlepping the kids, and I came back and she was making dinner.
This man's mouth is writing checks.
You say schlepping the kids like you have a rickshaw that you're pushing the children around. You drive them around in a fancy vehicle.
So I had to sit there and wait for him to work out for an hour and a half.
Oh my! Was it hard watching them work out?
Well, no, I watched the Mets game. But still, I was around town.
Stop it.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.